from Storyflow Health and Longevity Health and Longevity the week's top 10 June 5th. The Storyflow Daily Brief for June 5th. Here are this week's top 10 health and longevity stories. We are running a curated backlog catch-up, so today's health and longevity show has the same shape as the rest of the daily lineup. First, from Heather's IBS newsletter, help for irritable bowel syndrome. Probiotics vs. probiotics for IBS. Probiotics are soluble fibers that ferment in the gut, producing short-chain fatty acids like butyrate. This creates a favorable environment that supports the growth of healthy bacteria and yeasts, while discouraging harmful microbes. Probiotics are the live beneficial bacteria and yeasts themselves. When introduced into the digestive system, they help keep pathogenic organisms in check and maintain a balanced microbiome. Both probiotics and probiotics should be part of a daily routine, whether through food sources or supplements. The specific types and amounts matter, so choosing the right strains and fibers is important for managing IBS symptoms effectively. If you have questions or need personalized guidance, you can reach out for support or consider private IBS coaching for more in-depth help. Second, from Heather's IBS newsletter, help for irritable bowel syndrome. IBS news flash. While IBS pain can be so intense and chronic, a recent gut study sheds light on why people with irritable bowel syndrome often experience pain that feels far worse than the physical changes in their gut. Researchers focused on two chemicals that can trigger pain in the colon: histamine and proteases, both of which can be released by mast cells and certain gut bacteria. In IBS patients, these substances appear to be more active than in healthy individuals. Histamine directly stimulates pain-sensing nerves in the colon, while proteases activate a specific pain receptor on those same nerves called PDR2. Unlike a brief alarm, once PDR2 is turned on, it continues to signal from inside the nerve cell, effectively keeping the pain signal turned up. This means the histamine alarm is amplified and prolonged by PDR2, making ordinary gut activity such as gas, stool movement, or stretch feel painful. The ongoing activation of PDR2 creates a cycle of hypersensitivity. Normal bowel motions are magnified into cramps, spasms, and urgency. The study suggests that IBS pain results from a complex interplay of immune activity, bacterial products, histamine, proteases, and nerve signaling, all working together to keep pain signals elevated. Understanding this mechanism points toward potential treatments that could block PDR2 activation or reduce histamine and protease release, offering hope for relief from the chronic, intense pain that characterizes IBS. Third, from Healthful Radiance, Everything I Loved in May. The author's May roundup is a love letter to the pieces that have quietly upgraded her everyday style. A surprise package from her mom introduced a chunky gold cuff and an even chunkier ring from Melinda Maria, which she says instantly elevates simple outfits with a classy sparkle. She's also a devoted gold and diamond fan and recommends digging into the brand's site for more statement accessories. Athleta remains a staple after 7 years of wear, with the new Dream Drape mid-rise pants and a white interval sports bra earning top marks for comfort and support during heated sculpt classes. The author notes she's branching out from her usual black palette, opting for lighter hues that push her style comfort zone. A matching yellow hoodie and shorts from Happy Camp 3 are gifted this month, have become a favorite loungewear set, the buttery shade and pink lettering hitting the trend spot on repeat. Skincare takes center stage with 3 Sephora finds, Dr. Jart Plus Cryo Rubber Soothing Mask, Rare Beauty Hydrating Under Eye Patches, and Pharmacy Beauty Green Clean Cleansing Balm. The mask delivers a spa-like plumpness, while the under eye patches stand out for their non-slip formula that stays put even during workouts. The cleansing balm replaces harsh makeup wipes, melting makeup cleanly without irritation and fitting the author's hormone health focus on fragrance-free products. Finally, the author highlights Merrick Beauty's The Uniform Tinted Sunscreen as her everyday no-makeup glow, praising its lightweight coverage and sweat-proof performance. She caps the recap with a quick nod to Drake's new album, which dominated her playlists in May. The post ends with an invitation for readers to suggest future categories or share their own product loves. Fourth, from Healthful Radiance, the vegan brownie cookie dough protein bars that might have definitely changed my life. A vegan brownie cookie dough protein bar combines 2 layers of dense, nutrient-rich treats. The base brownie uses almond flour, chocolate protein powder, cacao powder, maple syrup, and melted coconut oil mixed into a dough and pressed into a parchment-lined loaf pan. on top of the brownie. A cookie dough layer is formed from almond flour, vanilla protein powder, peanut butter, maple syrup, and coconut oil, again mixed by hand and spread evenly over the brownie. For a smooth finish, a second sheet of parchment paper can be placed on top and gently rolled over before removing. A topping of melted chocolate chips and coconut oil is poured over the cookie layer, then the whole pan is chilled until set. Once firm, the slab is cut into thick slices, about 8 bars per batch each, delivering roughly 15 grams of protein. The recipe is flexible. You can adjust the thickness of each layer, swap protein powder flavors, or add extra mix-ins like nuts or dried fruit. It's a quick, no-bake snack that's dairy-free, high-protein, and satisfies both brownie and cookie cravings. Fifth, from the Happiness Planner. Introducing the Dream Roadmap. As people move through different stages of life, their dreams and goals often change. The dreams of their 20s may not be relevant in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. Significant life events such as children leaving for college, the end of a long-term relationship, or a career change can be an opportunity to reassess and dream again. This period of transition can be exciting as it allows individuals to explore new possibilities and create new plans. To support this process, a tool called the Dream Roadmap has been created. This resource is designed to help people gain clarity on their true desires and develop a plan to turn their dreams into reality. The Dream Roadmap guides users through a process of self-discovery, exploring what truly excites and fulfills them, their strengths and passions, and the skills and habits needed to achieve their goals. It also helps identify limiting beliefs and fears that may be holding them back. By working through this process, individuals can create a roadmap for their career and life, giving them a sense of purpose and direction. Having a clear plan and working towards meaningful goals can add excitement and purpose to life. The Dream Roadmap is a tool that can help people achieve this. For those still figuring out what they want, an additional resource called Manifest New Dreams is available to help them let go of old dreams and start dreaming new ones. Both the Dream Roadmap and Manifest New Dreams can be accessed together at a discounted rate. Additionally, a founding membership is available, offering unlimited access to guided journals, planners, and printables. This membership provides a comprehensive set of tools to support personal growth and development. Sixth, from the Happiness Planner. Why we sometimes want people more after they pull away. When someone you like becomes distant, the focus often shifts from evaluating whether they fit your life to wondering why they aren't choosing you. This change is driven by the brain's response to uncertainty rather than genuine romantic certainty. The pattern mirrors the gambling effect, where unpredictable rewards keep people engaged. The brain releases dopamine not when a reward arrives but when it's uncertain, heightening attention and prompting constant checking of messages or calls. Psychologists call this intermittent reinforcement, a powerful behavioral mechanism that makes sporadic affection feel more compelling than steady affection. When a person alternates between closeness and withdrawal, the nervous system perceives the unpredictability as a signal to stay alert, leading to persistent thoughts about the individual. The Zeigarnik effect further explains why unfinished relational narratives linger in memory, as the mind seeks closure for unresolved stories. Because the brain is wired to chase the possibility of being chosen, it can be easy to mistake the excitement of anticipation for genuine compatibility. A useful test is to imagine the person calling tomorrow and offering exactly what you want. Would you still choose them as they are today, without the fantasy of change? The answer often reveals whether the attraction is to the individual or to the validation that comes with being selected. Recognizing this distinction can free you from chasing validation that depends on another's availability. The goal of love shifts from trying to convince someone to choose you toward finding a partner you would choose repeatedly, even when uncertainty fades. Understanding the role of intermittent reinforcement and the need for closure helps break the cycle of attachment and guides you toward healthier, self-validated relationships. Seventh, from Jamie MacDonald. The unexpected benefits of gardening. Helping with a garden in London was a calming experience, allowing for a few hours of being completely present without interruptions from screens or notifications. The simple act of gardening brought a sense of fulfillment, similar to the feeling of being on a silent retreat, where one is forced back into direct experience. This experience allowed for a greater appreciation of the small things, such as birds, wind, sunlight, and silence. The act of caring for a physical space slowly and attentively can be deeply grounding, and it does not require optimization or productivity hacks. It is simply about being present in the moment without any distractions. This is a feeling that can be achieved through various simple activities such as walking, reading outside, or cooking slowly. In today's fast-paced world, it is easy to get caught up in the idea that fulfillment must be expensive, impressive, or highly stimulating. However, some of the most fulfilling moments can be surprisingly simple. Activities like gardening, talking to someone without rushing, or sitting in silence can bring a sense of joy and contentment. These simple activities can help to slow down the pace of life and allow for a greater appreciation of the world around us. They can also help to reduce stress and increase feelings of calm and well-being. By incorporating these activities into daily life, it is possible to find greater fulfillment and happiness without having to spend a lot of money or effort. Overall, the experience of gardening highlighted the importance of simplicity and being present in the moment. It showed that fulfillment can be found in the simplest of things, and that sometimes, the best things in life are indeed free or very low cost. By embracing this simplicity, it is possible to find greater joy and contentment in life. 8th, from Wisdom Waves. Tired of negotiating your worth? The piece argues that many of us treat love and personal worth as a market transaction, constantly bargaining for acceptance and affection. The author reflects on countless moments, whether at work, within friendships, or in romantic ties, where they felt compelled to reshape parts of their identity to fit others' expectations, essentially selling pieces of themselves for the sake of belonging. These compromises often stem from a fear of being seen as hard to please or from a belief that we don't deserve better. Over time, the cumulative effect is a gradual erosion of self-value as we start measuring ourselves against what others are willing to give rather than what we truly merit. The author admits that this pattern was reinforced by an eagerness to avoid loss, even when the cost was their own sense of worth. Self-sabotage, the article suggests, shows up in the everyday negotiations we rarely notice, saying yes to extra work without extra pay, tolerating disrespect to keep a relationship, or downplaying our achievements to stay easy to like. Each concession chips away at confidence, making it easier to accept lower standards and harder to assert our true value. The takeaway is a call to recognize these hidden bargains and to stop letting insecurity dictate the terms of our lives. By setting clear boundaries, valuing our own contributions, and refusing to trade essential parts of ourselves for external approval, we can reclaim a sense of worth that isn't contingent on others' offers. 9th, from Storyflow Health and Longevity. Health and Longevity, the day's top 10, June 4th. High cortisol, not sugar, is the main driver of insulin resistance. When cortisol stays elevated, it forces the liver to release glucose, breaks down muscle for fuel, and tells fat cells to store energy, especially around the waist. Lowering cortisol can be started by swapping one processed snack for a whole food alternative, replacing sugary drinks with water, getting 7-9 hours of restorative sleep, taking magnesium glycinate before bed, and ensuring each meal contains 30-50 g of protein to blunt glucose spikes and protect muscle. Two everyday habits keep cortisol high: eating ultra-processed foods, which trigger a cortisol spike alongside blood sugar rises, and getting poor, fragmented sleep, which spikes cortisol overnight even without eating. A quick summer-ready recipe featured sheet-pan salmon with jammy tomatoes, peppers, and a creamy white cheddar polenta. The dish is cooked on a single tray, needs minimal ingredients, and can be prepared while you watch a recorded live cooking session. It's presented as a simple, flavorful weeknight dinner that highlights the ease of cooking fish with fresh vegetables and a comforting grain base. For a fast way to load up on vegetables, a ground meat stir-fry uses broccoli slaw, finely chopped mushrooms, and optional celery. The thinly sliced slaw cooks down like a hidden veggie base, while mushrooms mimic the texture of meat when finely diced, making the dish more appealing to picky eaters. Flavored with soy sauce, fish sauce, ginger, garlic, lime, and fresh herbs, the stir-fry can be served over rice, in lettuce cups, or as a salad, and yields enough for leftovers. Handy kitchen tools mentioned include a small spoon ginger peeler and a reliable garlic press. The newsletter also highlighted the vibrant cookbook community, featuring an interview with Jenna Helwig, a cookbook collector, food director at Real Simple, author of 5 cookbooks and soon-to-be novelist. Her Cookery Collective newsletter connects authors, editors, and readers, offering interviews, seasonal roundups, and recipe highlights. The discussion touched on AI's growing role in food media while emphasizing the irreplaceable value of human storytelling. A pre-order for Helwig's upcoming novel, The Foreign Correspondent's Wife, was announced, rounding out 10th, from before it breaks. High cortisol is why you're insulin resistant, not sugar. Most insulin resistance advice focuses on food, but the real driver is cortisol. When cortisol stays high, it forces the liver to release glucose, breaks down muscle for fuel, and tells fat cells to store energy, especially around the waist. This happens whether you eat clean or not, and it forces the pancreas to pump more insulin, deepening the resistance. Two everyday stressors keep cortisol elevated. First, ultra-processed foods act like a physiological stressor. Additives, seed oils, and refined carbs trigger a cortisol spike alongside the blood sugar rise, creating a double insulin demand. Swapping even one processed item for a whole food alternative can lower cortisol within days. Second, poor sleep spikes cortisol overnight, raising glucose without any eating. One night of short, fragmented sleep already impairs insulin sensitivity, and repeated nights build a pre-diabetic state. Lowering cortisol is the first step to reversing insulin resistance. Key habits include getting 7-9 hours of restorative sleep, supplementing with magnesium glycinate before bed to blunt nighttime cortisol, and ensuring each meal contains 30-50 g of protein. Adequate protein slows glucose absorption, supplies amino acids for muscle repair, and counters cortisol-driven muscle catabolism. Consistently hitting this protein target protects muscle and reduces the insulin load. Liquid calories, juice, sports drinks, soda are another fast-acting cortisol trigger. They cause rapid blood sugar spikes, sharp insulin responses, and quick crashes that prompt cortisol to restore glucose, repeating the cycle several times a day. Replacing these drinks with water, black coffee, or zero-calorie beverages can measurably drop cortisol within a week. Start with two simple changes this week. Eliminate one ultra-processed snack and swap any daily sugary drink for water. Pair those with a nightly magnesium dose and a protein-rich meal. Those small moves can begin lowering cortisol, easing insulin demand, and setting the body on a path toward better glucose control and reduced belly fat. That's the Health and Longevity Backlog Edit.